week's podcasts and English.com. I'm talking to Matt, who's a teacher. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Matt, tell me first of all about the school that you teach in. What kind of school is it?
It's a school in England and it's a private school, so the students have to pay to go there.
Is that primary school or secondary school?
It's a secondary school. The pupils are 13 to 18.
Is it boys, girls or mixed?
It's mixed, both boys and girls.
Am I right in saying that you're an English language teacher?
That's right. I teach English as a foreign language.
A foreign language in an English school? That sounds a bit strange.
Yes, but we have quite a lot of pupils who come from overseas and their first language isn't English.
Which country do the pupils come from?
We have quite a lot from Europe, a lot from Germany, from Spain, and also from Russia, China, Japan, all over the world.
Why do you have so many foreign pupils at the school?
They want to come to have a British education, and quite often they want to stay in the UK to go to university after school.
Right. Do you have a typical day at school?
I do. I usually arrive in my classroom at about 8 o'clock.
The classes start at 8 o'clock?
The classes start at 8:45.
Oh, right.
But I arrive about 8 o'clock and sort of plan my day and have a look at what's happening. I teach two 55-minute lessons. Then there's a half-hour break. Then another two 55-minute lessons. Then there's lunch. And sometimes in the afternoon, another two lessons. But on some days, there would be sports and activities in the afternoon, so no lessons.
You teach on a Sunday? Well, you work on a Sunday.
I do often work on a Sunday. We do teach on a Saturday, so the pupils have lessons 6 days a week. But there's no teaching on a Sunday.
So how come you're there 7 days a week?
Because the students live at the school. It's a boarding school.
Ah, it's not a day school.
That's right. They're there all the time.
Ah, right.
So there are activities in the evenings and the weekends that require teachers to be there, and I have to go in and do all sorts of different things.
So on top of your teaching then, what other extracurricular activities are you involved in?
I am the school photographer, so I photograph the sport and plays and musical events and things like that. I look after a football team in one term and a tennis team in another term. I'm also a deputy housemaster in one of the houses where the pupils actually live.
Where they sleep and
things. That's right.
So you're wearing many different hats then, Matt?
Yes, it's a very varied job. It's certainly not boring because you're always doing something different, not just in the classroom, but on a football pitch or in all sorts of different areas of the school.
And what time do you finish then at the end of a typical day?
Gosh, a typical day might finish at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It might finish at midnight. Just depends.
It sounds like you enjoy your job.
I do. It's great fun.
For this week's podcasts and English.com, I'm talking to Matt, who's a teacher. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Matt, tell me first of all about the school that you teach in. What kind of school is it?
It's a school in England, and it's a private school, so the students have to pay to go there.
Is that primary school or secondary school?
It's a secondary school. The pupils are 13 to 18.
Is it boys, girls or mixed?
It's mixed, both boys and girls.
Am I right in saying that you're an English language teacher?
That's right. I teach English as a foreign language.
A foreign language in an English school? That sounds a bit strange.
Yes, but we have quite a lot of pupils who come from overseas and their first language isn't English.
Which country do the pupils come from?
We have quite a lot from Europe, a lot from Germany, from Spain, and also from Russia, China, Japan, all over the world.
Why do you have so many foreign pupils at the school?
They want to come to have a British education, and quite often they want to stay in the UK to go to university after school.
Right. Do you have a typical day at school?
I do. I usually arrive in my classroom at about 8 o'clock.
The classes start at 8 o'clock?
The classes start at 8:45.
Oh, right.
But I arrive about 8 o'clock and sort of plan my day and have a look at what's happening. I teach two 55-minute lessons. Then there's a half-hour break. Then another two 55-minute lessons. Then there's lunch. And sometimes in the afternoon, another two lessons. But on some days, there would be sports and activities in the afternoon, so no lessons.
You teach on a Sunday? Well, you work on a Sunday.
I do often work on a Sunday. We do teach on a Saturday, so the pupils have lessons 6 days a week. But there's no teaching on a Sunday.
So how come you're there 7 days a week?
Because the students live at the school. It's a boarding school.
Ah, it's not a day school.
That's right. They're there all the time.
Ah, right.
So there are activities in the evenings and the weekends that require teachers to be there, and I have to go in and do all sorts of different things.
So on top of your teaching then, what other extracurriculum activities are you involved in?
I am the school photographer, so I photograph the sport and plays and musical events and things like that. I look after a football team in one term and a tennis team in another term. I'm also a deputy housemaster in one of the houses where the pupils actually live.
Where they sleep and
That's
things.
Right.
So you're wearing many different hats then, Matt?
Yes, it's a very varied job. It's certainly not boring because you're always doing something different, not just in the classroom, but on a football pitch or in all sorts of different areas of the school.
And what time do you finish then at the end of a typical day?
Gosh, a typical day might finish at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It might finish at midnight. Just depends.
It sounds like you enjoy your job.
I do. It's great fun.